Welcome back to Indians Warm-Up, time for the KeyBank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Terry, you play 162 of these, plus playoffs, you hope. And I know a lot of them are just run-of-the-mill games. You hope to win them and do the best you can. And then there's some memorable ones. And I'm guessing yesterday, 19 innings, a 2-1 win, 14th in a row. That one will stand out.
Yeah, that might be the understatement of the year. There was a lot going for a game that went 19 innings and there were only three runs. It seemed like there was a lot going on. You talk about a stressful afternoon. And by that, I mean, one, you want to win the game, always. But when you start to get into that point where you're running out of players, you saw Toronto did, and they elected to go to a position player. We're trying to make decisions during the game, and, you start to get to a point where you might have to use a starter. And I think this is where I was probably most proud of kind of our organization. Derek Falvey's up here on the trip. So he is in contact with Chris and the guys, and because we need to know, can we get a pitcher here for tomorrow before we start burning a starter? And it took a little while to figure that out, but once it did, we knew we could go to Trevor. And of all the pitchers on our staff, Trevor's probably the best equipped to do something like that. And you know what? He saved the day. And once you get into 14, 15, 16 innings, you're pretty invested in a game. I just didn't feel comfortable putting a position player out there because, again, there's going to be ramifications when you start a guy. And we had to make a roster move, which we can get into here in a minute. But I thought when the players play 5, 6, 7 hours, we needed to win that game.
At what point did you inform Trevor, and how did he get on board with this whole thing to make sure his head was right?
Well, when you start getting to that point, we had Tommy and Jabba left. So we know at best we have four innings, but that's probably a stretch. We said, hey, man, look, this is what we're thinking. So he had the proper time to come in a stretch, do his stuff, get mentally, and he did a good job. He went out to the bullpen on Jabba's last inning, so he kind of knew what was going on, and he did a really good job. Because on the road, one mistake and you go home, and it never happened. And I'll be darned, we came away with a win.
And you win the game thanks to a home run from Carlos Santana off a position player. It sounds easy, but what are the challenges when you're facing position players as a hitter, and how difficult is it?
Well, normally when a position player comes in, it's in a blowout game, not in a game like this. But I think, the obvious things, you're trying too hard, you're supposed to get a hit. But, the Goins, he had pitched in college, and it was obvious because you watched him warm up. He knew what he was doing, and I think he touched 90. They threw the ball over the plate. So, I think there's that not panic, but just trying to do too much. We hit a double play. That was kind of like when that happened, you're like, oh no, we've played this long and we're going to have a position player beat us. That would have hurt.
All right, you alluded to it. Because of the 19 innings, what you had to do to get through that game, there are some moves today. What's happening?
Yeah, we got Sean Mormondo here. Left-hand pitcher who was just being promoted to AAA to start today. We didn't know with the travel, being in Canada, getting a passport, if he'd be here in time for the game. And we didn't want guys not to know, so we're going to start Zach McAllister. Now, obviously, he won't go real deep. And then we'll have Mormondo ready to come in, but we want to give him a clean inning, things like that, and we'll see how far he can go to try to rest our bullpen.
And to make room for him, I know you had to do something difficult.
Yeah, we had to designate Michael Martinez, which we did not want to do. His kid has done everything and probably more than we ever expected. And those things happen. We don't have any pitchers that we don't have any optionable pitchers, and you get in a bind. And again, it was something we talked about last night. It was something we talked about again this morning. And it hurt. It hurt him. It hurt us. And for his sake, I hope a major league team claims him. For our sake, I hope we keep in the organization because we love him.
Well, all part of a crazy 24 hours. That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Stay tuned. More to come from the Rogers Center in Toronto after this on the Indians Radio Network.